After days of waiting, a ship offloads its cargo at the port of Banjul. A few kilometers offshore, other vessels are waiting their turn. As much as 80% of the cargo that arrives here is exported to other countries, including the Gambia's far larger neighbor, Senegal. A lack of modernization and expansion means the tiny country can't handle increased traffic and is struggling to maintain existing volumes.
The port of Banjul has a keel length of 400 meters and five berths. This is where we bring ships alongside. So the main business is the container shipping lines. And the access to these berths are only two. And the terminal areas are also constricted in the sense that there's 63,000 square meters of storage area that's available.
Importers and exporters say doing business here is becoming more expensive. Officials say as much as 20% of the cargo meant for the Gambia is being diverted to other West African ports.
If you ask the Gambian businessman, they'd rather have their containers come through neighboring ports for cost, timeliness, and things of that sort. But as I keep saying, the average Gambian customer will lose job opportunities and the taxes that we're supposed to pay to the taxman.
In 2019, the port's operational losses exceeded $200 million. And while no recent figures are publicly available, economists say that amount has only increased.
To ease pressure on Banjul Port, the government wants to open another in the south of the country to serve parts of Senegal and landlocked Mali, among other countries. That port's development is expected to halve cargo delivery times. But that could cost the country up to $500 million, money the country can't afford at the moment.
Senegal is currently building new ports and upgrading its transport infrastructure. This, analysts say, could undermine the Gambia's efforts to attract investment. But Banjul port officials say that despite aggressive expansion in the region, the Gambia will continue to maintain its edge because of its strategic location. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Banjul, the Gambia.